Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm not going to lie. I'm sad it's over. I really am. It's been a five weeks of fun, man. Mm-hmm. And I think we did it better than anybody. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Being in the midst of things downtown, Mike, for the couple of remotes that we did down there, the match earlier in the World Cup with England, yesterday was amazing. And of course, you know, Sunday it's done. But I'll be honest, man, this has been a fun 5 weeks.
Yeah, man. Didn't know what it was going to be. We said today on our podcast that goes behind the curtain about 11 o'clock on Twitch and YouTube, you know, there were stories about unsold hotel rooms. Okay, all right, well, okay, they said the hotel rooms are unsold. I guess they're unsold. And it sounded like, uh-oh, is this going to be a great big nothing burger? And then you find out that, you know, over 500,000 people came through Atlanta. And we saw, like, you know, people always talk about how, you know, people will sort of fudge the numbers on the economic impact of big events and why the cities and states, you know, do these things. This economic impact was real. I mean, and we saw it. We were down at a bar that we didn't know existed, right? That was packed. And now now the key will be sustaining that downtown. And we all knew that was going to be cool right across the street and what the Gulch became, you know, with Centennial Yards. But yeah, I'm with you, bro. It was just so cool to see people happy. English fans, not so much. But the unbridled joy of Argentinians. By the way, is it Argentines or Argentinians? I give up. Anyway, yeah. Those guys were having a freaking blast. And I saw it all the way down Auburn Avenue to get on the highway last night.
I know, man. And here's the crazy thing. I think there are a lot of folks who came to our country and left pleasantly surprised, right? Like, man, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And this is the whole thing. Like, sometimes you just can't watch the news, right? You can't watch or read everything you believe. The internet is full of crap, okay? Right. I know everybody uses it, but it's half of it is crap. I'm just telling you. And sometimes you get caught up in that. And when you actually go places, and Mike and I have talked about this, when you travel abroad, it is different. And you go, oh, okay, well, that's not what I thought it would be. Right. These are estimates. I'm sure we'll get the official numbers, but estimates, over 500,000 people have traveled through Atlanta through this tournament. Over 275,000 people visited the Fan Festival downtown in Centennial Olympic Park. So, you know, you talk about the impact and people coming through, man, it speaks for itself. Now, I'm being biased when I say I thought we did it the best, but if you just see those photos and those videos from yesterday, Mike, it's like we flexed. You know, everybody's talking about, man, what a great scene that was leading up to the match and then even after the match. And so, yeah, I'm going to tell you that we probably put on the best show. And if you've never been to L.A., by the way, downtown's not like that, okay? It's not where SoFi is. It's just a different
feel.
You're
in Inglewood.
Correct.
I mean, it's the Forum is not downtown L.A. It's not even, you know, you're closer, no disrespect to Watts and South Central than you are to downtown Los Angeles. But, yeah, where we are, and, like, same thing goes for, like, MetLife. MetLife is in a swamp. All right, there's a racetrack, there's an old arena, there's just nothing out there, okay? I mean, it is what it is. We have obviously had a vibrant downtown scene that was a blast. I think Dallas did it right. I think you saw the things around the Metroplex of both Dallas and Fort Worth that everybody was taking in. And as you said, I mean, people just loved it, finding out for themselves what America's all about. Don't listen to the politicians, don't listen to the media. And they loved us. And now there's talk about, well, hell, America can do these things. We have all the infrastructure. We put this in the rotation a little bit ahead of schedule in maybe three more World Cups. So I guess 12 years, right? Let's get it back, perhaps.
The other thing about this now is what happened, right? Everybody wants to say what happened to England. And plain and simple, look, in layman's terms, you don't have to be a hardcore soccer fan. They stopped attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they have two of the best strikers in the sport, in the world. And they literally said to those guys, Harry Kane, just play defense. We don't want you to attack. That's really what happened yesterday. They got that 1-0 lead, Mike, and it was like, okay, this should be enough. And it's never enough. You have to continue to play. And so Harry Kane was asked about what went down and why he thought they lost this match yesterday.
I feel like we struggled to keep the momentum of the game. We've done so well for that kind of 60 minutes. We scored. We deserved to be ahead. And then for one reason or another, we struggled to keep the ball. We struggled to put pressure on the ball, and it just allowed them to create more momentum. It created more attacks for them in our final third. It's a normal mindset to try and hang on and try and hang on to the one-goal lead. But, you know, we're still 20 minutes plus stoppage time to go. It was always going to be a long time. So, we're going to have to watch the game back and find out exactly how we can improve in those situations.
Yeah, if you watched yesterday, the momentum thing is real, right? We see it on Sundays every week. We see it on Saturdays with college football. The momentum thing, it takes a play or a moment, and all of a sudden you just feel like, oh, man, this thing is turning. And Mike and I were down at Skoll Brewing, and yesterday, great, great crowd. Thanks to all the folks who came out. But that was the thing we kept saying, man, Argentina is like attacking like hell. And England was on their heels. And you felt that momentum.
Right. And the thing was, and Jason Longshore did a great job. I listened to Jason all the way home doing his Soccer Tonight live from Skoll. Is they had a moment to keep the pressure on Argentina. And it was almost like you thought one goal was going to beat Lionel Messi and all the magic that they've been pulling out of their tuchuses all tournament long with Argentina, all the great comebacks going back to Egypt and everything else. So it's almost like the English felt, and you saw it, they all started pushing back. And so Thomas Tuchel, the coach, instead of saying, again, guys, this is what all the experts are saying, and we could perceive it from watching it, instead of just saying, no, guys, and we have a hydration break. Hey, guys, hey, whoa. We got to be on the attack, okay? We still got to look for a counter. You know, we're going to use their aggression against them. But to put everybody behind the ball, it is the prevent defense, Carl, that you see. You really can't compare it to the NBA because the Spurs lost this finals by doing stupid stuff like chucking threes and not eating 24 second clock. You know, the Falcons, you know, we all know what we should have done, but we were being aggressive. We wanted to throw the football late when running it was the play. But this was the classic prevent defense, or the, you know, call what you want, Carl. Cover three, where you're letting everything happen down the field, right, all the way down. It's happened a million times, and the English just literally went into a shell, and they paid the price.
So here's what's crazy, though, Mike. Isn't Thomas Tuchel one of the best managers in the world?
Well, he was England's hero up until about, 85 minutes into the game.
Because that's the other part of this. It's not as if they had a first-timer. This isn't a guy who didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
And I want you to hear what he said. This is Thomas Tuchel, the manager of England. And he, you know, he was talking about the things that he didn't do. And he's taking full responsibility, by the way. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes coaches blow it. Sometimes managers blow it. And if you're going to ask me, that's really what happened yesterday in this whole situation. Here's Tuchel.
We're disappointed. We were so close, but we got too passive after we scored and conceded a lot of chances and could not turn the ball possession around. And just conceded so many crosses and chances and shots. So yeah, we were close, but couldn't keep the level up after we scored.
This guy has won titles in all the major leagues in Europe. He's coached all the major teams in Europe. But it just, that's it. It's you guys, we've seen it. It drives fans crazy, no matter if it's college or pro. And he just, he let the momentum of the game take it over to where he lost control of the game himself. And his players, Jason talked about it last night, they started drifting back and, no, go that way. And it just, it was like, guys, you're letting this thing slip. And all the English media saying the same thing. One guy said he just shrank from the moment. You know, and this is something where when the fans can see it on television, but the coach can't see it on the sideline, that's strange.
So here's the other part about this. We've talked about this with Dan Quinn and during our Super Bowl.
Right.
Nobody's in your ear?
Right. Where's the situational awareness?
No other coach is sitting over there. I saw a bunch of guys sitting over there in those big comfy chairs. Nobody else goes, Thomas, that doesn't happen? See, that always amazes me. What the hell are all of you guys getting paid for? Like, I know I hired all you guys to be on the staff, and yes, it's my call, but I'm paying you to advise me. It's amazing, Mike, that these things play out the way they do. Or is this just ego, and you go, sit down, I got this, and to your point, he gets lost up in the moment. But, like, that's where I think guys make the mistake. Yes, you got a lot going on. You're seeing this game play out in your head. And then all of a sudden, Thomas, somebody's got to say that to him. Hey, coach, listen, manager, stop for a second. This, look at what's going on and make the adjustment. Now, I don't know if England wins because I got to tell you something. Mike, you mentioned about that meme that's now worldwide. Messi was possessed. He didn't score, but, dude, he assisted on both of those goals. He is just magical.
Well, it was interesting. By now, you've seen it where Jude Bellingham is talking smack to him. And again, he's the English player, plays for Real Madrid. And he's talking, and you see Messi go, I'm on YouTube, so I'll do the face. Okay. He nods twice, and you can see it. It's international language of, okay, tough guy. It's as my father used to say when we played hockey, he was our coach, like, don't poke the bear. And he would always say, you know, hey, Scarecrow, you want to play with fire? You don't want that smoke. And that's exactly what happened. And the fact that, you know, nothing I can add to it hasn't already been said about Messi's greatness, but it just adds to the legend, adds to the mystique. I saw Pele when I was 9. I didn't even know what soccer was when he was at the end of his career with the Cosmos. But this is something, if you were lucky enough to be there at Mercedes-Benz, and I mean, just the moment, Carl, his dominant foot is left. It's the right foot that he makes the pass for the header. And he's, with precision.
He's absolutely incredible. Here's what I'm curious about. Did you have fun? Because that's the part where I think if you went to one of these matches and you were like amazed at the skill level and the speed and all those things, or you just participated, Mike, in some of the activities around town, you had fun. And that's what this was all about. 404-726-0929. By the way, this World Cup between Argentina and Spain is the most expensive U.S. sporting event ever. They're talking about $11,000, Mike, a ticket potentially for the upper deck, right? And we're talking, how many does MetLife hold? Does it hold 70,000?
I want to say it's over 70,000. I'll look that up.
But
it's the most uncompelling stadium of all the stadiums. I mean, Arrowhead is old, but I mean, it's still got character. MetLife, we talked about it. It's nothing special. I mean, it's almost felt like it was outdated after it was built, to be honest. I'm looking right now. Hold on. I'm searching. But yeah, it's going to be at MetLife, and at the outside of MetLife Stadium, it just, you know, it looks like a giant, I don't know, like a toaster oven. How would you describe it?
Yes, that's exactly what it looks like. I mean, there is nothing special about it. But, you know, the fact that both teams, the Jets, the Giants, they share that stadium, and obviously they get big events like we do with Mercedes-Benz. But I just saw that from Forbes talking about the ticket prices. And it doesn't surprise me. I mean, like the excitement continues to build, and it will sell out.
82,500.
Okay, so they're about to make a killing.
82,500.
They're about to make a killing.
Yeah, I mean, this has been great. And it's funny because I had some guys, you know, there's always the sourpusses. I saw Steak interacting with some on social media. Look, yeah, we're all Braves fans. We're all Falcon fans. Falcons don't start practice for 2 more weeks, guys. And we're going to continue to talk Falcons, and we're going to talk about what the Braves are going to make. But this was an event where, I mean, half a billion people were watching Atlanta yesterday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about the Savannah Bananas opening up the ESPYs or not. You know, it's right here, and we're proud of Atlanta. I thought Atlanta did a hell of a job, to your point.
Atlanta's radio home of comprehensive World Cup coverage is Sports Radio 9.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
92.9 The Game. And every night now through the end of the tournament, Jason Longshore has a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason's going to be covering all the major sports storylines with previews, analysis of every match all the way through the final, which is July 19th. Guys, that's this weekend. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, and by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're coming back. We do have more to get to, including his rehab assignment continues. It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.